This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Team USA has earned its first two medals at the Paralympic Games in Tokyo, and one of them belongs to a Coloradan. Swimmer Elizabeth Marks of Colorado Springs won a silver medal early this morning. She took second place in the women's 50-meter freestyle race. Marks was 0.04 of a second away from winning the gold. RTD will spend $8 million studying a scaled-down plan for passenger rail service between Denver, Boulder, and Longmont. That project dates back to 2004, when voters approved a sales tax increase to fund rail expansion across the Denver metro. The Boulder line was pushed off by decades as RTD ran out of money. RTD board member Eric Davidson says the agency still can't afford to build the line on its own, but the new study could help land some big outside help.
This is about seeing whether we can possibly align ourselves with a moonshot opportunity with Front Range passenger rail and some potential federal dollars.
The study is expected to take 2 years. The train line was originally supposed to open in 2014. A pilot walked away uninjured when his plane crash-landed near the Eagle County Airport yesterday. The local sheriff tells Vail Daily that the man encountered a mid-air malfunction, but was able to safely land in a field outside of Gypsum. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate the incident. This is CPR News and KRCC. Grand Junction is at 86 degrees. Colorado Springs is at 88. Fresh Air is up next.